13 years ago, right around Father's Day, Lansing native Maureen Aboud's father, prominent local attorney Camille Aboud, passed away from cancer. Maureen, who pens a popular blog about Lebanese food and culture called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms, was gracious enough to share her memories of her father and explain how the healing power of food helped her and her family cope with their loss.
The Lebanese cook their grief. Illness and death call us to our kitchens, to our lists on the fridge, to our huge pots and pans that we can lean on, sighing, stirring, clicking our tongues over the need to make this food now, so heartbreakingly rich and warm. It's our way of saying, we will not go without a proper send-off, without this day spent in the kitchen, kneading the sadness into the dough, boiling the sorrow into the milk, and preparing a full stomach for the journey. For weeks after my father was diagnosed with terminal illness, family, friends, and neighbors crossed our threshold bearing gifts of food. There was so much food that we rented a refrigerator for our garage. Every shelf bulged with containers. The showstopper in this procession was the largest ham I have ever seen. Uncle Fred baked the 28-pound hunk of ham in his own huge oven. For every major family event, from nuptials to burials, large cuts of meats are a typical Aboud response. The bigger the emotion, the more enormous the cut of meat. "You go to Goodrich's," my Uncle Fred began, looking my sister Peggy right in the eye. "Goodrich will get you whatever cut of meat you want, and it will be the best." Uncle Fred hoisted the ham onto our kitchen table with the look of accomplishment behind his tears. My father's illness and death had brought about a kind of reconciliation among his brothers, who for years had a mercurial relationship. They had inherited their mother's passionate temperament, one that refused to be stifled in anger or in love. The brothers' success in their family law firm was the happy backdrop to the drama of their disputes, ending in an explosive dissolution of their partnership. In the weeks of his short illness, my father's brothers could not stay away. Uncle Dick came to my father's bedside again and again. He brought groceries and thick strip steaks from the butcher. My grandfather was a butcher, and the Aboud brothers knew and loved meat without apology. Before we grilled Uncle Dick's steaks, he cut off a corner just as my father would have and ate it with a slice of onion. The raw meat was not unlike the brothers in their approach to life. They must taste it raw to be sure it's genuinely good. Father's Day fell during the last week of my father's life. He was fighting the weakness caused by cancer, but still wanted to eat at the family table. He asked for Lebanese chicken and hashwi, a dish he knew would fill the house with the comforting scent of a buttery mixture of rice and toasted pine nuts. We sat together to eat, my three brothers, my sister, and me. My father came in on my mother's arm and sat at his place quietly. He looked over the table of steaming Sunday dinner and seemed to be recalling the history of meals placed before him just like this one. That long, narrow, cherry kitchen table and chairs made up the one set of furniture in our house that never underwent a major facelift. You can fit eight around the table when it's not in full leaf, and you don't much notice the chairs. Their role is simply to hold up the family and the food. Mom filled my father's plate with small portions of everything. He listened to us all talking and never did raise a fork to his mouth. After a short time, he needed to lie down. We shared his sorrow in leaving. He would not sit with us at the table again. Once he was settled on the couch, without speaking, we each took our plates into the family room and sat together, eating around him there.
That was Lansing native Maureen Aboud remembering her father, Camille, who passed away right around Father's Day in 2000. A longer version of this essay appeared in the Washington Post in 2004. You can find more of Maureen's writing and recipes at maureenaboud.com and also right here on Current State as our new occasional food contributor.